And we are back. In the What You Need to Know section today, well, we have a lot of veterans that listen to this program, and I sure do have a lot of respect for all our veterans out there. So let's get the update on what's going on with the American Legion. And I have on the highline right now the American Legion National Commander, James W. Bill Oxford. And he's going to fill us in on what's going on, because these are very trying times for everybody, but we have to look out for our veterans. So let's see what's going on with them. So first, let me ask the question, how has the American Legion responded to COVID, the COVID-19 pandemic, sir?
Well, Tommy, great question. When we think about the American Legion, we were created in 1919 during the Spanish fly pandemic, and since then we're over 100 years old. But we've learned a lot of lessons, and because of the current COVID pandemic, many Legion posts across the country, that they're not as active. They've not been doing the things that they have been doing, but they still are doing many things. And we've got examples in every state scattered across the Union of posts doing things like food drives or drive-through meals or job fairs or PPE collection, PPE distribution, or Red Cross blood drives. But the American Legion, maybe not as active, but still on the job doing the things that we can do and continue to do to support America's veterans and society.
I totally agree with you, Commander. Now, as we all know, a lot of veterans have seen combat, and some of them do suffer from PTSD. So how do you check on them? Are there buddy checks? How does that work?
Well, PTSD is one of those things that resurfaces at odd times when it is least expected. But one of the things that we've been doing in addition to those other events, last year we created, the American Legion created a program called a Buddy Check. And the Buddy Check is a way for veterans to reach out to other veterans, other friends, relatives, neighbors, to check on them, to say, hey, how are you doing? Is there anything that you need? Anything we can do to help? We still love you, but we're here for you if you'll let us help. And there's been many great examples of good things that happen because of buddy checks. But it is a continuing, ongoing program, even as the pandemic continues to surface.
Gotcha. Commander, why are veterans hit especially hard by this economic turndown?
Well, if we think about the veterans, typically a middle age or later, during their prime times when they should have been in college or starting to climb the corporate ladder, they were serving. They were in military service, and many of their peers have developed an advantage because our veterans started later. And as they continue to face the economic situation caused by the COVID pandemic, they are facing repercussions because they're behind. But as the many years spent in service, it was service to this country. So I feel we are obligated to provide them with some help, some relief.
Gotcha, Commander. So why is continuing the GI Bill benefits for those attending schools that have stopped classes for now? Why is that then? Why is that so important to do for our veterans?
Well, if we think about many schools have made a transition from on-site in classroom to virtual learning. Now, the many folks at the VA and DOD have expressed an interest in perhaps reducing or cutting those GI Bill benefits because our veterans are not in class. But those veterans didn't cause a pandemic. They're just impacted by it. And those needs by our veterans are still there. I mean, we're talking food, medicine, rent, mortgages, those kinds of things. That veterans' need is not diminished because of the pandemic. We have a responsibility to continue to provide that GI Bill benefit because the veteran didn't cause it. He's just impacted by it.
Gotcha. All right, so besides you advocating for the GI Bill, what are the other important issues facing our veterans today?
Well, I think the most important issue facing America's veterans and Well, society is military suicides. Military suicides have increased by 20% in 2020 just this year, but we're still having up to 20 veterans a day commit suicide. That's a travesty. One is a travesty. But as we continue to address veteran suicide, we hope that our Buddy Check program is having an impact on that. And as we continue to reach out and tell those veterans, you're not alone. We are here for you. We're here to help, but you got to let us. So as we continue to use our Buddy Checks to reach out to veterans, we hope we're seeing an impact on the veteran suicide rate. And there are many programs. The White House just recently enacted the PREVENTS program. That's got to have an impact on veteran suicide. There are many, several pieces of legislation coming through Congress to address veteran suicide. But as we continue to support and address suicides, it's we got to get a handle on it. And there are many ways to do that.
Totally agree. Now, since you brought up legislation, can you tell us about the legislation that was passed last year that expands membership opportunities in the American Legion?
I'd be happy to address that. Up until last year, American Legion membership was a wartime veterans organization. It was specifically for veterans who served during periods of conflict from the World Wars, Korea, Vietnam, the Global War on Terror, those specific periods. But we have always addressed the issue that a veteran is a veteran. And we were able to convince Congress to open up American Legion membership to any veteran who served on active duty for one day with an honorable discharge should be eligible for American Legion membership. And that bill was passed last year. So currently we are opening up Legion membership to any veteran who served on active duty.
Well, that's really good. That really is. And Commander, can you tell us more about you? You know, where did you serve? How did you serve? And just more of your insight into how veterans are being treated now compared to maybe how you were treated 30, 40 years ago.
Well, I joined the Marine Corps not too long after high school. Did my tour in the Corps, but when I went to Vietnam, when I came back from Vietnam, the reception was not pleasant, and at that time it was. It was just not pleasant. And I made a commitment at that time, if I can ever do anything to help make sure America's veterans are treated honorably and with the respect they deserve, that's sort of where I am today is because of that commitment. We owe the veterans of this country what America's about. We have the freedoms that we have because of America's veterans. So it's just a way for me to give back, I guess.
And people have to realize the sacrifice, being away from the families and also putting your life on the line every single day. And it's constant stress, correct? It's just stress.
Oh, well, if you've ever been, and many people have not ever been in that situation, it is a stress that is it's very difficult and hard to describe. But the separation from your families. Many veterans have given up a job that they were making a decent living at to become part of the military. But it's all it is difficult to describe unless another veteran understands. And it's easy to talk about those kind of things veteran to veteran because both parties have been in that same situation.
Commander, where can people get more information to find out about this and the American Legion and everything else they have to offer?
Well, the best place to start would be your local Legion post. And there are 13,000 scattered across the world. But a local Legion post is the best place to start. Many posts are still operating. Some might be shut down because of the virus. But try your local Legion post. Leave a message on the voicemail. If that doesn't work, there's every department has a website on the web, and our national website is at www.legion.org. Hook up there and find out all about the American Legion, all the programs, policies, procedures, and all about us.
Thank you so much for joining us with all this valuable information, and we salute you and all the other veterans and, of course, the American Legion. All right, so on the hotline, we've had the American Legion National Commander, James W. Bill Oxford. Thank you so much for the information. Thanks a lot for joining us today. Much appreciated, sir.
Tommy, thanks very much for the honor, and it's an opportunity to represent America's veterans.
My pleasure.